There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Winning in Business on The Business Breakfast in association with Alnanous by Dewar. Get up to 150 kilowatts in one step and within 7 days.
And on this morning's Winning in Business, we're speaking to a company that's kicked off quite the conversation on The Business Breakfast this morning. Rami Dowish is the Managing Director of Arrow Labs, a company that makes wearables for your workforce. Good morning, Rami. It's lovely to see you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Tell me about the MIMS watch. What did you develop it to do?
So we developed the MIMS watch as a way for companies to be able to enable more of their workforce to solve communication problems, to solve quality of work problems, and really being able to help both employee and employer produce a better, higher quality of work.
So it's basically, I mean, we've been describing it as an Apple Watch that's a corporate Apple Watch. Other watches are available. How many companies have you sold this into? What kind of interest have you seen?
So there's a lot of interest in the market with wearable technology, just because it makes it accessible to a larger portion of the workforce. At the end of the day, it's good for both. It's a win-win situation, employee and employer alike. And we've been having quite the traction in the market with some of the biggest companies around that would like to deploy this great technology.
And what kind of industries are they in? Where are you seeing it being used?
So it's being used in the logistics industry, the services industry, the facility management industry. So quite a wide array of industries where you have a large portion of your force out in the field delivering service.
And what's the primary use? Because, I mean, there's a number of things that this device can do. What's the primary use it's being put to?
So the primary use is mainly to streamline the jobs. It's mainly to be able to quickly identify when a problem happens, and it's being able to quickly get that information out to the field, out to the people in the field, to quickly rectify that problem and streamline the process.
Because it can be used, you can make a little video message,
you
voice
can
message.
Use it. Yeah, I mean, it's loaded with a lot of technology. You can share images, you can share voice, you can share data, you can share information very quickly, very easily, and it's very easy to use. We built an interface for the watch that makes it extremely easy to use for any type of user.
We've been looking wider as well about how people emotionally feel about wearing something that's GPS enabled, so a company can see where you are, what you're doing. If, as Malcolm often does, you're going off on smoko, his new word
oi,
for the
oi,
week.
I don't even smoke.
Coffo. How people feel about that. Rami, has this been something that your customers have raised with you?
Yes, it has. And actually, it's a matter of perspective. It's the perspective, taking the perspective of, is this device going to make you be able to do your job easier? Is it a device that might get you help faster if you're, encountering an HSE type situation in the field? So I think it's a matter of perspective. And I think what we do and our employers, our customers, our companies that we deal with are sensitive to the location-based information. However, that information is only transmitted when you are on job working on a task. So it is not all time tracking.
Well, that's interesting. So if I accidentally left the watch on when I went home, you're not monitoring anything?
No.
Or there's no, not you, but the corporation is not monitoring anything?
No. It's only when you're on job and working on a task.
Have their employees had any concerns about privacy issues?
Initially, maybe a small percentage, but once they've experienced the gains, the benefits that it brings them, that's the only device they want to work on.
Do you know if any of the companies that you're selling it to are using it to monitor people's productivity? I'm not going to use Malcolm as an example because we're picking on him this morning. But, you know, in terms of saying that Richard Dean, he takes, you know, a bathroom break every hour, or he was 10 minutes late in this morning, or he doesn't seem to be at his desk very much, that kind of thing.
I don't think it was about monitoring. I think it was about raising the stakes, raising the game, providing technology to their employees to help them improve and get better. So I don't think it's about monitoring. I think it's about providing a better work experience for everyone.
I think in certain industries, it's fairly easy to see how it could work in terms of logistics, warehouses, hospitals, healthcare of all sorts, delivery services as well. Is this solely a position monitoring device, or can the watch capture personal data such as heartbeat, etc.?
Well, I mean, some devices out there or some products out there might do that.
Well, our that sort of Apple products can do just about anything, can't they?
Correct.
But what does your product do?
So we don't look at we don't capture private information such as heartbeat, etc. Our devices are used to solely for the purpose of improving your work experience, for your work life, being able to get rid of filling paper forms, and just tapping on your watch gets the job done.
So is it anything else other than a GPS position points and waypoints?
It is. It's your task management tool. It's your communication tool to be able to communicate with your colleagues, with your manager. It's also your tool to be able to report any incidents or any HSE situation that happens with you.
So you can take pictures on it and send that back to your head office or to colleagues.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What would you say to anyone who, and I'm just going to read one message
here. Is
that
your phone going
off? Random.
Is it your watching, your positioning device, Brandy?
Oh, that was the fact that AM and PM look very similar on my phone, and I've set an alarm for this evening that's gone off this morning. But let's have a look at some of the messages that we've got coming in. Someone saying, for example, you know, you can make it sound as jazzy as you like. It's still monitoring you. It's Big Brother.
Well, I think, I mean, if you think of a mobile phone, if a company issues you a mobile phone with their apps on it, it would do the same thing. So it's, again, it's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of how do you view the technology in general, because there's no difference from that perspective between a mobile phone or a wearable watch.
A couple of the questions about being able to encourage, persuade, force your workers to actually wear it. What is the legality to enforce this if you're an employer, and also the legality perhaps to discipline people based on data from that location device?
So, I mean, there's legal frameworks that are out there. We are GDPR compliant, for example.
This is the European data regulation.
Exactly, privacy, data protection, yeah. And which gives a lot of power to the employee on what data he authorizes to share, what data he doesn't authorize to share, etc. But I think employers in the region are sensitive to the privacy issues and do work diligently on making sure that the products that they introduce to their workforce do not invade the privacy of the employees.
We've just had one message in slightly left field here asking whether you're only selling enterprise solutions or if you sell them to individuals. The person who's messaged in describes themselves as a parent of two autistic nonverbal children and says that they're always looking for devices to track the children because they have a tendency to wander off.
So we're a B2B service provider, so we're not selling it to individuals for the time being.
That sounds like a good application, though, Kizza. Thanks very much for your text there. What about the costs? How does it work? How do you actually cost it to a company?
So I think that's part of the one of the main benefits of making your workforce having a device. A wearable makes that accessible to a larger portion of the workforce, where providing everybody with a smartphone might be cost prohibitive. So one of the reasons we created the product was to have appropriately priced device that can be given to a larger percentage
Let's
of your workforce.
Make it easier for you. I'm a small business manager. I've got 50 people. 20 of those are delivery drivers. I want to monitor where they are just to sort of organize their day. Mm-hmm. How much would that cost me?
So that would be part of your service subscription package. So it's not just selling a device. It's selling a device with a subscription.
Give us an idea just of the ballpark figure, please.
So the ballpark figure would probably be around $30 to $40 per month. Including the device.
A subscription service, yeah. And that would be it.
Yeah.
That would be it. On what sort of contract? Years? Long contract? Or?
So the minimum commit is a one-year contract.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, it's what you want the service to
do.
So
you're talking about sort of $500 per driver, for instance, per year?
More or less, yes. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Rami Dawish is the Managing Director of Arrow Labs, the company that is making the MIMS watch. It's a wearable for your workforce. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Winning in business on Dubai Eye, in association with Al Namus by Dua.
Get up to 150 kW in one step and within 7 days.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.